The emergency room at University Hospital in Syracuse is on alert after a rash of overdose cases involving synthetic marijuana in recent days. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
On May 24th, 11 people came into the ER after overdosing on drugs, also known as spike or spice. Emergency department physician and toxicologist Dr. Ross Sullivan says, while the opioid epidemic gets all the attention these days, it's important to remember that synthetic marijuana is still a problem. So anytime there's a spike like that, it's worrisome.
I think every once in a while a new batch arrives, wherever that comes from, and the new batch can be more potent, and I think that's what we see.
One thing that's changed since a surge of local synthetic marijuana overdoses 2 years ago, Sullivan says, is that the ER is better able to deal with a patient that can either be super agitated or almost comatose.
But we got so good at it at that point that when we have these surges, these flickers that occur, we're able to really, we do a good job now, you know, to take care of these people. We don't restrain them really with physical force anymore. We just treat them with medications appropriately and quickly, and we make sure that they're safe and everyone else around them is safe.
All of those treated during this recent surge were able to be discharged without a hospital stay. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.